Beryl and Sport.
Hello again, and welcome to Beryl and Sport Podcasting with your host, Tony Rice. I tell you what, it's a really enthusiastic Tony Rice. Not that that's not always the case, because I'm liking this time of the year, because it's, at the moment, in a global context, it has put sport in its place. I actually personally believe, through this pandemic, it's also made us realise just how crucial, both on an individual health and well-being basis, and, more crucially, for our communities, sport is. So it's great, heartwarming, and indeed enthusiasing, if that's even a word, me, that sport is on the return. And to tell us all about that, specifically about the fantastic running events leading up very soon to the global phenomenon that is the London Marathon, we have now event director Hugh Brasher from London Marathon Events. Hugh, welcome to Verum Sports. How are you?
I'm very good, Tony. The pronunciation is Brasher, but don't worry about it. Everyone always says Brasher. So, lovely to be here with you.
Well, Hugh, I'm honoured to be in your company. And again, let's build up, of course, to some mega events coming up, which still a bit of time to get involved in. We'll build to that. But I mentioned in that preamble, the pandemic, COVID-19, has impacted on us all in every walk of life, in every shape and form you care to slice it. So what's been interesting to me, Hugh, talking to lots of athletes and community entities within the world of sport, is how adaptable we've been, how we've had to use that trendy business phrase of pivoting to keep things rolling. Talk to me a little bit from your perspective as event director for London Marathon Events of how you've had to embrace virtual activity.
Yeah, look, you use the word pivot. People use the word agile. There's all sorts of different phrases, and you're absolutely right. I think it's really shown the adaptability of the human race.
Indeed.
And, you know, how we can, if we need to, change our circumstances. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been, as you say, a terrible last 16 months, mm-hmm. An unimaginable last 16 months. I don't think
there's not a playbook for a pandemic, is there?
No, I mean, absolutely no playbook. There's no, I mean, you know, if you'd said to people that we would have been locked in our homes for months, if you say that our kids would have been educated on a screen in our houses for months.
I mean, who knew Zoom would become a household name?
Look, that's something I really wish I had known. There's lots of things I wish I'd known.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, and I think that we've had to adapt enormously. And at London Marathon Events, you know, we unfortunately couldn't put on a mass participation in-person running event last year. But what we did was we put on the largest virtual marathon in the world.
Just repeat that, because I love sport. One of the things I love about sport, as you say, is the adaptability, the challenge it puts to us as a species. I just love all of that. But one of the things within that parameter is records. And when you say things to me like largest, biggest, most explosive, as a broadcaster of sport, my ears are pricking up. I'm enthused. Repeat that to me once again, please, Hugh.
Yeah, we created the largest virtual marathon in the world. And we did it in 8 weeks. And that's us. Yep, that's us. And that's our runners. That's our sponsors. I mean, that's our tech partner, TCS. Just an unbelievable, the team here did an unbelievable job in creating a virtual event where you could hear Paula Radcliffe and Steve Cram, their commentary, and you could hear the crowds that were on the course. They were actually the crowds from 2017. But as you ran your 26.2 miles from your home, from your community, these were the sounds that created the immersive experience and the images that were in people's heads. And it was truly an emotional day. And there was 8 hours and 20 minutes of BBC TV broadcast. Amazing. I mean, it was an unbelievable experience.
And it's, and once again, it's setting that bar real high, showcasing, illustrating, and proving to us just what we are capable, as to use your word, a species, when necessity forces, when we work in partnership and collaboration with committed individuals with a focused goal in mind. Truly astonishing. However, all that being said, dig all that. I love it. I think it's marvelous. But I'm even more excited for the couple of upcoming events that you are going to be instrumental in implementing, one of which over a weekend, the European final weekend, mind you, at Hatfield Park, where no more virtuality, no more augmentation. We're talking real life runners doing real life running. Now, as great as it is, all the virtual successes, that's got to be music to your ears, surely, Hugh.
Yeah, look, I'm smiling all over, getting people together. That's what the human race is about. And this is at Hatfield Park on the 11th of July, as you say. It's the day of the European final, but that's at 8 o'clock in the evening.
What better way to build up? You've probably got a pizza on the go. You might have a Chinese ready, no doubt a few beers. What more do you want to get yourself in the mood for maybe England there, just maybe, then getting involved with you guys, right?
That's exactly right. You can then go and eat that pizza. You can then go and have that extra beer because you've either done a 10K race or you've done a mile race. You've done it with your family. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's getting people together. It's still in a safe environment. Mm-hmm. And there's so many procedures that we've been through. But fundamentally, we want to be together as a human race. It's been such a difficult, you said, such a difficult 16 months. And now there is light at the end of the tunnel. We're bringing people back together. Hatfield Park, the 11th of July. You can still do the event if you want to get inspired. Mm-hmm. And we know that health and fitness, you spoke about, not only physical health, but mental health. Mm-hmm. And doing things together, you know, getting back into that habit. Mm-hmm. We've lost that habit. You know, for so many listeners, I know, you know, going outside can be difficult. It's taking that first step. The more you do it, the more you get inspired by it, the more that you realize that it is normal to do it. And I did one of the government test events at Kempton Park in May, and it was 5K. And honestly, the joy in my body was just enormous.
And I've got to tell you, that joy is coming through to me. I'm sure it's coming through to you listening. And if you're even curious about getting involved with this, getting energized. And of course, what better build up to potentially a England victory, still potentially at this stage, we shall see, than getting involved at Hatfield Park on our doorstep. It will be special. Give us the website, because I know there's a chance to possibly be a participant still, Hugh.
Yeah, go to londonmarathon.co.uk, virginmoneylondonmarathon.co.uk. You can enter the event through that. You put in Hatfield Park 10K. Yep. So Google either of those, they will come up. And you can enter. And if it's the mile event for kids under the age of 12, it's free. If an adult is playing an adult, it's £8. There are other great fun activities on the day. If you're
interject. I'm really glad you mentioned that, actually, because the thing is that I love about this, again, it's about that sense of coming together as one, uniting, running. If you really want to be super competitive, if you want to be the next Paula Radcliffe, go for it. Go, don't stop, keep going. But if you just want to experience the joy of getting to the finish end line, which would probably be me, to be honest, right? Then that's also very good. But what I love about what I've read, Hugh, and you can fill us in here, I think it's a really onus, isn't it, on the family-orientated community aspect of the day. Tell me a little bit more about what sounds to me almost, I got my sort of 1990s gladiator hat on when I read the Tumbleator. Tell me a bit more.
Yeah, actually, I hadn't thought about those 1990 gladiators, Wolf and various other ones. God, that takes me back. there's a huge treadmill. A quiz show. Mo Farah was on this Tumbleator a long time ago. You don't have to be his standard, I promise you. But it's a huge, massive treadmill, and you can set it at various different paces and just see how long you can run on it. There's various different fun activities that will go on in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. This is the mile event, and as I say, it really is just, you know, if you're on that journey to think, I want to get fitter, mm-hmm. I want to get healthier. A mile is an amazing thing to do. My father, late father, he was the pacemaker in Sir Roger Bannister's first sub-4-minute mile.
Oh, amazing.
This is not what it's about. It's just about having fun, getting inspired, and going on that journey. journey.
Weirdly, I incline to agree with you wholeheartedly. Like I say, get involved, have some fun, experience the whole atmosphere. It's going to be great. But what I love about the interrelationship between grassroots community-driven activities and the elite, and many of the elite athletes across the globe, will be, of course, October the 3rd at London for one of the world premier global sporting events. And it's great that that's back. But my point's simple. It's that moment, isn't it? Maybe you're a child just picking up running for the first time and you just fall in love with it to such a degree that you get, you know, that becomes your thing. Everybody needs a thing. You keep doing it. And then before you know it, if you commit, you have that will and it is remaining a fun passion, you could indeed become the next Mo Farah. They are a wonderful cyclical relationship, isn't it, between the sheer joy, the brute joy, and then the grass superstars who inspire us at the grassroots. It keeps flowing.
Yeah, look, you are so right, but I think it's even wider than that. You actually become part of this amazing community of people who are just together. And yeah. I mean, I used to run a long time ago for my running club called Hounslow. And I have friends now, 30 years later, who I made friends with at our club. And it's just stayed together, the camaraderie. Mm-hmm. You know, we go for a drink down the pub. I mean, actually running and drink down the pub often go hand in hand. It is just this community, as I say, you just get together, you're doing something. You know, whether it's just for fun, whether you really want to go fast, it's your choice.
Absolutely.
Do it for your reasons, but do it with a smile on your face.
And do you know what? I found this. When you're doing whatever you do, no matter how challenging it is, no matter how much you have to pivot and adapt to the circumstances, whatever they may be, if you do it with a smile on your face, you genuinely enjoy it. Hard work all of a sudden becomes, it doesn't not become hard, but it just becomes much more manageable, I've found.
It absolutely does. I mean, you know, there's so much conversation about running and mental health and, you know, it's like, oh, well, could I do a marathon? Well, break it down into small chunks. Could I do a 10K? Break it down into small chunks. Whenever we come get a problem in our lives, it's like the problem gets knotted. It's huge. It's big. A great life lesson, which again, running exercise can help, is break it down into smaller chunks. And you know, there's the phrase, how do you eat an elephant? One piece at a time. And that's exactly this. I'm not recommending you necessarily.
No, absolutely. But if one were to try that, that's precisely how you execute that goal. I like it. I like it a lot. Now, again, we're really enthusing here about the sense of community. I kind of come from, I love all sports passionately, but my kind of heritage and still my, I guess, earliest love, and you always kind of love your first love more than any, it's a big thing, rugby union. And anybody within that community talks about the spirit of rugby, which is something transcendental of the game per se. And of course, we have that Olympic spirit, don't we? Can you give me sort of a flavour of the unique property of the spirit that runs through the running community?
Yeah, I think that it's the spirit of helping each other is what it is. And you know, we organize the London Marathon, as you say, that's coming the 3rd of October. It's these everyday, it's the stories of people helping one another, helping somebody else, that are the stories that get amplified and really connect with people. And when my father and John Disley, who founded the event, they went to New York in 1979 and they saw the New York City Marathon. And they wondered, did London have the heart and the soul to welcome the world? And we have proved how much we love sport, whether it's London 2012, whether it's now with the European Championships. The crowd we get behind it, the passion, that's what Britain is about.
Absolutely.
And the running, just you become part of this community where you're helping each other. And that's what society needs more than ever now, to celebrate that coming together, the fact that we are prepared to help each other.
Do you know what? I so appreciate everything that you've just communicated there. And I'm going to reaffirm once again, if this is new to you, I hope it's not alien to you. I hope a little bit of this is resonating with you. I would wholeheartedly recommend that you begin your own personal development, health, well-being process at the June the 11th Hatfield event. There's options at 10,000 and then open for all the Vitality Mile. Seriously, I doubt you will regret making that decision. But I'm just curious, a couple of few more quick questions because I'm eminently conscious of your vital time here. Now, the next major event coming up July the 20th, the Chartered Great City Race. The first major street mass participation running event on the streets of our nation's capital, London, since the pandemic. How exciting is that? A prelude, if you would, to the big one coming up October the 3rd. Now, as far as I understand this, this is a team type event. Now, can you explain to me how teams operate within the context of running? I get pace setting, but again, I'm a little ignorant here, so educate me if you could.
Yeah, look, it's teams of four people. It can be a mixed team, a male team, a female team. And the idea is it's the cumulative time of the four runners.
I see.
You could decide to run together or run separately and just encouraging each other. But it just, you know, what we know again about inspiration is you get inspired by your friends, your family, your work colleagues. Mm-hmm. And it's different inspiration works for different people. And this is all about, as you say, society opening back up, mm-hmm. us getting used to the world that we want to live back in, which yep. is a world where we can interact together. And yeah, the 20th of July, and if you've got a company or a small team and you want to enter the event, it is still possible to do that. Standard Chartered Great City Race and look at, again, go online and have a look at that. But it's this, again, it's this community where it's your work colleagues who are helping you and inspiring you to get on that fitness and health journey.
Absolutely love it. As I say, going to keep it just to a couple of final quick questions. Going now, finally, I guess, to that London Marathon, that one, that the big date we've all got in our diaries, October the 3rd. One of my best mates is over the moon, actually, because, again, just anecdotally, I'm sure he won't mind me saying, back at sort of GCSE time, sixth form time, he was quite a chunky fellow. And he got into running. He found that himself loving running, got really rather into running. And he is over the moon because he's actually qualified by dint of the process that you know better than I to be at the London Marathon October the 3rd. He cannot wait. But also, well, that's fantastic for that individual. I'm sure many people will echo that very story. It's more crucial, I find, that can you give me an insight into how many people are going to be there, not by dint of that qualification process, not by dint of some of the elite athletes around the globe, but who will be doing it for representing a charity? And can you give me an idea, just an approximate ballpark, of how much we're anticipating charities to benefit from this fantastic community-driven global phenomenon?
Yeah, so you said you like statistics and you like things being records. Well, the London Marathon is the world's largest annual one-day fundraising event. And what is unique about this year is we hope to have 50,000 people running from Greenwich to Westminster, and we hope to have 50,000 people running the virtual event in their communities in the way that they want to do it over a 23-hour, 59-minute and 59-second period. So potentially 100,000 people doing that 26.2 miles, their way, their journey, and the world record is £66.4 million. So that we set that the last time the in-person event was in 2019.
Yep.
We hope to smash that in 2021 because charities need the money. Their services are needed more than ever now. And yet their fundraising has been really affected by the pandemic. So if someone is asking you for money, if you can afford it, please do sponsor them. We know that we have already raised in the history of the London Marathon in the 40 years, over £1 billion. The runners
I almost want to get my Dr. Evil impression on. My goodness me, that is what it's all about. That is what it's all about, because sometimes I feel as though we have this tendency, and I'm no paragon of virtue. I know this applies to me here, where we just get a little bit focused in on me, myself, and my little world. And this is not perfect. And oh, grr. But if we all take a deep breath, and realize just how many bigger pictures there are, how many people are suffering, how many people just genuinely need support, and just did a little bit of a little something, then our world would just by osmosis be a much better place. In that regard, you as the director who have the forebear, it's in your DNA, this very spirit of running. It's been an honor to be with you, Hugh. I'd like to invite you in closing, please, to remind me and those listening, coming back in particular to that exciting Sunday, July the 11th, prelude to the European Championship, but more crucially, hoorah, mass participation running at Hatfield Road Park. Tell us how we can engage, please.
Yeah, so either come and do a 10K with us in the morning, or come and do the mile either on your own or with your family in the afternoon. Go to the website, the Hatfield Mile or Hatfield 10K, 11th of July, as I say, and it's going to be a fantastic day. As you said, make it the start of that journey. Make this the time, the moment that you're going to go, I'm going to get myself fitter, healthier for my mental health, my physical health, and come and have a great day out. Make it the prelude to that European Championship final, where we so hope that England will be in that game. And then you can have that extra slice of pizza, that extra beer. Just really look forward to seeing you on that day, July the 11th.
Hey, and that's not even to mention, get yourself on that tumble later. I'll say this much, Hugh. It's very rare in life that you find win-win-wins. And getting involved with this is the start of that very journey for you represents precisely that. So, you know what? Honestly, ask yourself this but one simple question. What have I got to lose? Okay? And the answer is not a great deal. You could gain who knows what. Hugh, remind me, please, of your website so everybody can get down there, get engaged. I'm sure they will. Just hit me up with a website one final time.
Yeah, so the Hatfield 10K, so Vitality Hatfield 10K, Vitality Hatfield Mile, come and see us, enter. The 10K is in the morning, the mile is in the afternoon. It's going to be a great day.
No questions asked, Hugh. It's been great to enjoy your company. I really value it. I truly appreciate that you are being an instrumental part in making our world just a little bit of a much better place. So keep up that sterling work. And thanks again for joining me here on Verum Sports today. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Tony. And look forward to maybe seeing you on the 11th.
Hey, listen, I'm in around those parts. I'm in Leicestershire at the moment, doubling up. But there's no questions about it in my head. October the 3rd, I'm going to see my friend Jabino, and I'll be there, no doubt, enjoying the whole atmosphere of that big one. Cheers, though. And again, there in spirit, come what may. Thanks.
Thank you.